This school in Tripoli will soon become a polling station. Wednesday is a deadline for registered voters to pick up their voter cards ahead of the first round of presidential elections scheduled for December 24th. It'll be the first presidential election in Libya's history, and more than 2 million people have received their voter cards so far. But the vote has been marred by controversy. Some say holding presidential elections without a constitution will only plunge the country into further violence. This crowd has gathered in front of the Election Commission headquarters, calling for the vote to be postponed until a constitutional referendum takes place.
Without a constitutional foundation in any nation in the world, you cannot conduct a proper and neutral and just election. This is A, B, C, D. It is the very beginning lesson in democracy. You have to have a constitution which regulates, respects, identify the identity of the country. So this proposed election, it is very dangerous for democracy, very dangerous for a civil state, and we think, personally speaking, that this election is not going to end in a peaceful manner.
Libya has been engulfed in violence and political division since the revolution that toppled Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. With warlord Khalifa Haftar controlling the oil-rich region of eastern Libya and the internationally recognized government of unity in the west, led by Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dbeibah. Both men are among scores of candidates running in the elections. Across Libya, people have mixed feelings.
In my opinion, presidential elections right now should not take place. You shouldn't have presidential elections before the parliamentary elections, and there should be a constitution.
I'm in favor of these elections. At least the situation will get better. We want our country to move forward. In my opinion, it's the only way to end the violence.
Just 3 weeks ahead of the vote, Libyans are still deeply divided. There's international pressure for the elections to move ahead as scheduled. But without a constitution in place, many here feel presidential elections will only prolong the conflict. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.